This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad. Khadka with news. Our top stories first. Nepal government begins to administer second dose of COVID-19 vaccine from today. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli hands over idols of deities Ram and Sita for setting up at Madi Ayodhya Dham in Sitwan. And India to start vaccinating all adults over 18 amid surge in coronavirus infections. Now the news in detail. Nepal government has begun to administer the second dose of COVID-19 vaccine from today. Dr. Jhalak Sharma Gautam, Chief of Child Health and Vaccination Section at the Department of Health Services, said that the second dose vaccination drug is targeted at those who had received the first dose during a period between January 27 to February 22. The receivers of first dose of Covishield can visit the vaccination centres accessible for them from today till the 24th of April to take the second dose. The government had administered the Covishield obtained from the Government of India on grant. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has handed over the idols of deities Ram and Sita that are going to be set up at Madi Ayodhya Dham in Sitwan district. The idols will be used in a religious ceremony that will be held at Ayodhya Dham. The Prime Minister handed over the idols amidst the worship at his official residence in Baluwatar. Likewise, President Vidyadevi Bhandari also bid farewell to the procession amidst a function that raised the office of the President from the Prime Minister's official residence. The idols of deities Ram and Sita are said to be taken to Ayodhya Dham in Madi of Sitwan on Wednesday. A standing committee meeting of the CPN Mao Centre has been called for today. The meeting is set to take place at party headquarters in Paris Dada. Mao Centre leader Narayan Kaji Srivastava informed that the meeting would discuss the role of his party and government along with other contemporary political scenario. And earlier this, the meeting called for Monday was postponed, citing that the party leaders were out of the valley. Two more corona-infected people died in Banki District last night. According to Banki District's COVID-19 Crisis Management Center's focal person Tej Wali, the deceased have been identified as 35-year-old woman and 77-year-old man of Kohalpur Municipality too. Likewise, a corona-related death has been reported in Parsa district today. A 57-year-old man of Birganj Metropolis 14 died of coronavirus infection this morning while undergoing treatment at Birganj-based Narayani Bayodha Hospital. According to hospital's COVID-19 coordinator Dr. Saroj Roshan Das, the deceased was admitted to the hospital on the 11th of April after he complained high fever, cough and pneumonia. The entry of spectators in Three Nations T20 cricket series that has been prohibited. According to Nepal Cricket Association CAN secretary, entry has been prohibited in remaining matches of the series. CAN secretary Ashoknath Pakrul said that viewers are not allowed at Kirtipur-based Tribhuvan University Playground to watch the remaining matches from today. Issuing a press release, CAN said that with Monday's cabinet decision of not allowing gathering of more than 25 people in public program, the entry of spectators has been prohibited in the remaining matches of 20 T20 cricket series. Nepal is taking on the Netherlands today under the series. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now to some international updates. India has widened its vaccination program as infections surge and the capital goes into lockdown. The Indian government on Monday said that all adults over the age of 18 will be offered a coronavirus jab starting from the 1st of May. However, with the vaccines in short supply in many states, it is unclear where the additional doses will come from. And the government said last week that it had only 27 million doses or enough jab for 9 days at current rates of vaccination. The American Space Agency NASA has successfully flown a small helicopter on Mars. A drone called Ingenuity was airborne for less than a minute, but NASA is celebrating what represents the first powered, controlled flight by an aircraft on another world. Confirmation came via a satellite at Mars, which replayed the chopper's data back to Earth. Miguel Díaz-Cano has been named first secretary of the Cuban Communist Party PCC, the most powerful role on the island. He will be the first person without the name Castro to run Cuba since the 1959 revolution. The move announced Monday was widely expected, but it means 60-year-old now holds Cuba's two most powerful positions, head of the party and the president of the state. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up, top stories once more. Nepal government begins to administer second dose of COVID-19 vaccine from today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli hands over idols of deities Ram and Sita for setting up at Madi Ayodhya Dham in Sitwan. And India to start vaccinating all adults over 18 amid surge in coronavirus infections. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.